Recently, a friend of mine posted on his site that I learned long ago that pride and arrogance of just one man often brings division among many men. Well, the above statement is true. That is concerning the fruits of the flesh, but not of the spirit, and it is important that we make distinction. How many times I've been accused of being prideful, arrogant, and divisive is more than I can count. I was being accused of being such things by those who should have known better, namely the do-nothing hypocrites found within the four walls of the American church. I'd also noticed that simultaneously that these same hypocrites were going in the same direction that the prideful, arrogant, divisive, defamatory, lying, and malicious mainstream media were going when they were doing the attacking. Now, as you will see, the responses to my friend's post above were coming from those who did not know what they were scripturally and spiritually responding to. Why? Because they've never been the ones who were under attack or for standing up in this good fight of faith. Now, such responses to his post were not that it would stop him. It is the counterfeit of the unifying contagion of brave men. Another person said, so true. And then bring out the worst in many. Holiness without humility is pride. Lord, help us. Another one said, yup. And finally, I've seen it for years. And on they went. Now, for the most part, this is coming from those who do not understand the workings of the Holy Ghost. They accuse and persecute the brethren, and in this case, with their words, while thinking that they're doing God a service. Their statements are a clear spiritual misunderstanding of what real Christian humility actually is all about. Let me ask you, is it not better to be divided by truth than to be united in error? Is it not better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills? I mean, after all, it was Jesus who said, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." Well, what of Luke 12:51, where again Jesus said, "Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division." Now, was this prideful, arrogant, or divisive? And of course, I speak as a man. No, scripturally speaking, this was not at all prideful nor arrogant, though it may look like to those who are not in the fight for the souls of men. However, it is very divisive because it is what the truth does in order to unite. When Moses, the meekest man alive, went and confronted Pharaoh and told him to let the children of Israel go, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? No. It was bold obedience to the Lord that he loved in the fight for his people to separate them from the bondage of the Pharaoh and his people. What about King David's brother Eliab saying unto him, "I know your pride"? This, of course, took place before little David went to the battlefield to face off with a giant named Goliath, who was defying the armies of the living God. During this particular time, Saul and his army were standing down when, in fact, David stood up. Was this arrogance, or was this little David fighting to set his people free from their oppressors? Now, just imagine if Eliab's pride, arrogance, and divisiveness would have had its way in attacking David. Goliath and the Philistines would have never been conquered. Now, what about that lone prophet of God, Elijah? You know, the troubler of Israel, said the corrupt King Ahab. Picture Elijah on top of Mount Carmel asking the people how long they were going to continue to falter between the Lord and Baal. Only then would he call down the fire from heaven, which exposed the false prophets of Baal. Again, I ask the question, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? Absolutely not. Just obedience to the Lord that he loved and served in setting his people free. Was Elijah being divisive? Absolutely he was, because this is what the word of God does through his humble servants in a righteous command, directive, and application. Elijah stood up to be counted. He rose to the level of his father's expectations and simply went to the top of the mountain in order to set the record straight as to whom the Lord was in liberating his people from the counterfeits. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Were they being prideful, arrogant, and divisive when they defied Nebuchadnezzar in refusing to bow to his idol? You can rest assured they were accused of all of it, But if what they accused them of was true, the fourth man would have not shown up on their behalf in delivering them from the wrath of the tyrant's fire. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, social media platforms. Subscribe to that page and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Top left side of that page, if you want to call in, please do. I'd love to hear from you. Love it when you make it your show. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. I just want to say this because I always want to give credit to whom credit is due, and that's always the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I was thinking about right before the show here in 1 Corinthians 12 where it says, listen carefully. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, non-Jewish, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. But they've been broken away from that. They've been separated from that. They've been consecrated unto God. They've been born again by the Spirit of God, John 3:3, I'm adding. Verse 3, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now, therefore, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation is of the Spirit is given to every man to what? To profit with all. Okay? The Bible tells us we're not supposed to find our faith in the wisdom of men or in men's word, because Scripture's clear. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And the Lord also talks about in the book of 1 Corinthians how no flesh should glory in his presence. And if you want to see how that works, why don't you look at the patriarchs of the faith? The Lord always put them in positions that were impossible with man. And the Lord taught them that in their extremity, God's possibilities were made manifest. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that we're supposed to find all things by the Spirit of God. It's not like 75%, 25% flesh, 50% spirit, 50% flesh. It's not 3/4% flesh and a quarter spirit. No, it's 100% spiritual. And the Bible is telling us that we've been delivered from idols. So therefore, what does he do by the Holy Ghost? He gives unto us the gifts of the Spirit. What are they? For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom. Oh, I've seen it. Been used by the Lord for this. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. By another, the faith of the same Spirit, the faith of the Son of God, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, right? Hebrews 12:2. Yep, that's right. It talks about to another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles, Hebrews 2:4. To another, prophecy, 1 Corinthians 14. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diversity of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. And but all these things worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, what's interesting about this is today we hear so often that those are the things of the past. No, they are not. This is in the New Testament. It was in the Old and in the New, and the New is a fulfilling of the Old. Nonsense. The Lord said in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. He said in Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is not the Lord that has changed. And I continuously go back and revert back to Acts 5:32, where Peter and John, these unlearned, stinky fishermen, were so filled with the Holy Ghost that they looked at the Pharisees, those that knew better, they thought, right? The self-righteous, the prideful. And they said unto them, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. And it cut them to the heart. Folks, we need to understand the giftings are in operation. And I'm not talking about these goofy false prophets that are saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. Look at Deuteronomy 13. Look at Jeremiah 23 concerning the gifts of prophecy. Also go to 1 Corinthians 14. And throughout the prophets, both major and minor, you'll understand what we're talking about here. The Lord uses them to hold to the apostles and the prophets. Those that believe the prophets, the Bible says they'll be established. We hold to the word, not man, not to the ever-changing ways of man. And I'm thinking of Ephesians 4:14. Why am I saying that? Because here we are again, friends. Here we are again. And what are we talking about? Bradley wants to show you, I told you just 3 weeks ago, exactly what's going on with treasonous Tim Walz, the pedophile from the state of Nebraska. He's a communist. Tom Emmer from Minnesota does nothing but call him out for his treasonous crimes, one after another, concerning a whole plethora of treasonous acts. He highlighted them individually. And then he says, you owe these people an apology. That was it. And again, you know the consequence of treason. It's death. I told you that this was an introduction to Tim Walz running for the presidency of the United States of America. Did I or did I not? Yes, I did. And that was, again, a leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, showing us things to come. And here we are. Guess what, friends? New poll, apparently. I don't believe it. But the mainstream, by the way, Alpha News should know better than this. But I do want to say, new poll shows Walz has potential as presidential candidate among Democratic voters. See what they're doing, folks? They're constantly dividing each other. See, so now it's the good guy's turn to violate you. He'll lie to you. He'll tell you what you want to hear, but he'll do the opposite. I'll get to that in a moment. And then the bad guys, they'll just blatantly assail you. Those are the Democrats. In fact, the matter is, Americans were ruled by law, not by party association, especially when they all have the same jersey on, attacking we the people. The reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because he is dangerous to himself. That's no joke. Why this man, I said yesterday, and this is what it was pertaining to, friends, concerning the crimes of treasonous Tim Walz and the crimes of treasonous Attorney General Keith Ellison. Neither one of them are from Minnesota. They're installed by the CIA to do exactly what they're doing right now by subverting our foundations. But what are the people doing? The people have to hold to the law and hold them accountable for their crimes. I'm here to tell you, friends, these are some dangerous dangerous people that will take you to a whole new level of what you didn't want to go to. If you do not deal with them, well, you have the time to deal with them. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I know there's a lot of people out there right now that are forsaken God's law. They praise the wicked, and it's interesting that the Lord said when they forsake his government, the Lord's government, his law, his purposes, they'll praise the wicked. That's idolatry. And idolatry is what? Is when you praise the system and the establishment more than the God of Israel. And what are we seeing? The people are tolerating the crimes of those that are guilty of treason. Here's the thing, folks. Where you lack enforcement of law unto judgment, you're adding strength to tyranny. Let me say it another way. Ben Franklin rightly said this. He said that when you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. I was just highlighting the fact that Tim Walz, the one that was called out for treasonous, and he's not the only one. Called out for treasonous act after treasonous act after treasonous act. And then was told to apologize. That's it. The consequence is death. See what happens when you lower the law? You dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No longer is he guilty, friends. He just can't help himself. That's all he has to do is apologize. See, but friends, what you need to pay attention to is that only applies to the demigods. That only applies to what you think are when it comes to what they call themselves the elite and the rulers. We don't have rulers. The only ruler we have is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me highlight something that is very, very foreign to the American people today. And it's something that, see, everybody loves Patrick Henry, man. If you go to a Yorktown Museum, as a matter of fact, you'll see that they called him the prophet of their time along with John Adams. Isn't that interesting? 1 Corinthians 12:28. Patrick Henry, everybody loves him. Give me liberty or give me death. Oh, we love him. That is now to their posterity, today's descendants. Now when it's their opportunity to prove the God of Israel, they're the first ones to just shut up and play dumb. Like those good little sheep that are dictated by a bunch of tyrannical, totalitarian wolves. Isn't that interesting? Our forefathers didn't know that language. As a matter of fact, our forefathers taught the tyrants the language of, we will not tolerate your crimes, by saying resistance to your tyrannical acts is obedience to God. And why would they say that? Because they knew the word of God. See, Romans 12:21 precedes Romans 13. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to remind you that this man, he's a pedophile. He's tied to the Communist Party. They are introducing him now to become a potential presidential candidate of the United States of America. And of course, they're going to go ahead and suppress the other 1,100 that are real presidential candidates, just like they did the last one and the one before that and the one before that, all the way back to Ross Perot, if you guys remember that. You guys are asking people, you're asking for some serious, serious trouble. The man's dangerous to himself. When I'm saying he's dangerous to himself, friends, it means he has no control over himself, and yet he wants to rule the roost. Let me go back to Patrick Henry. Isn't it interesting the history of prophetic people is the people praise the dead prophets? Isn't that interesting? They praise the dead prophets, but they persecute the living ones. Did you hear me? But they persecute the living ones. That's right. That's exactly right. Listen to this. Does this sound foreign to you? Because this is Patrick Henry. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. He said, suspect everyone who approaches the jewel, the opportunity to serve and the privilege to serve the people in office is who he's talking about. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force from the people. And then he goes on and says, Patrick Henry did, whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. You're inevitably ruined. See, I think, again, I need to go back because methinks I need to say this again. If all of those people in the halls of government were actually doing their job, they'd be going after the one giving them unconstitutional orders rather than going and being sicked like a dog on the political opposition of the one that they're subordinate to. And I say, shame on you if you're not upholding the laws that men fought, bled, and died to uphold to make sure that you have your liberties today. You're not just doing your job. Let me go to the next point for the sake of time. I have my friend Troy Newman, who's going to be joining me, CEO from Operation Rescue. I had shared with you some time ago, friends, I think it was last week, that the United States Army had actually put him on the domestic terror list for standing up for the lives of babies. This is what I'm talking about. This is what you're giving yourself to, people. Let's go back to this. You guys had seen this, I'm sure. Do you guys remember just not too long ago, J.D. Vance, who again, just to educate those that are doing their best to stick their head in the sand, and I say that the way I said it, and I mean it the way I said it, J.D. Vance, he is a pharmaceutical giant. He's involved heavily in the pharmaceutical industry, and most people didn't know that because they didn't take the time to want to know that because whatever Donald says, he must be a good guy. Well, he's the one that said most recently, I can't wait to clean up DC. Of course, just tell the people what they want to hear. By releasing the Epstein client, Epstein client list. I want to say this because I can just hear somebody say, Bradley, this is all distraction. Yeah, you're right, it is. It's all smoke and mirror. Yeah, you're right. But isn't it interesting how they dangled that carrot in front of the people until they got into office, just like every other administration? And when they got there, they turned on the people once again, just like I said they would. And they did it. They didn't fail to deliver exactly what I told you. Here's a brand new post of this whore, Pam Bondi, because that's exactly what she is. She is a wicked lady. And if you look to the right, there's Bongino and then Cash Patel on the left side. It says, when you protect governments and pedophiles for national security. Folks, it's not an issue of protecting the pedophiles. It's an issue of protecting those that are extorting the pedophiles, if you're not paying attention. Because once they lose control over the extortion of these scoundrels that you tolerate in office, it's all over for them too. They don't want to lose that. Come on, guys, you got to know that. They don't want to lose any of their control and power that they have over politicians and actors and musicians and those in the mainstream media. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that in March, Bondi said the FBI has tens of thousands of Epstein videos. In April, Patel said they all vanished mysteriously and conveniently. In July, DOJ says no client list, no name, suicide case closed. They had the tapes, now they have amnesia. No, it's what the American people will put up with is why it's happening. Nobody else to talk to, friends. Nobody else to lay the finger to in any sense of the word, friends. Now, isn't it interesting? Just out of nowhere, we have Trump calling Netanyahu, whose name isn't Netanyahu, but it's Mylakowski, the greatest man in the world. What is Trump showing you? He's showing you who dictates him. He's showing you who his handlers are, because as I showed you yesterday, friends, and you need to see it, is anybody taking the time to see the sexual scandals on Donald Trump? Donald Trump sexual misconduct allegations on, of all networks, friends, and outlets, Wikipedia. The list goes on and on and on and on. Payoff after payoff after payoff of hush money to people that were violated by Donald Trump that nobody wants to talk to. And they're all sitting back surprised saying, wait, maybe there wasn't any files. But if you go online and you push in images with Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy, you're going to find Melania and Donald hanging out with both of them for over the last 30 years. I mean, you can go ahead and play stupid all that you want to. How's that working out for you, Americans? And I say that in all sincerity. I'm trying to defend the truth here, people, because the truth must be told regardless of people like it or not. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, when we look at what's going on here, I mean, this is just, folks, what I'm showing people right now on social media platforms is the ever-going list of crimes against, or crimes that Donald Trump is guilty of committing. And they want to sit back and act like they have no idea what's going on. I don't understand people. You know, it's interesting, they can't actually enforce the law, but they can say if you speak out against our friends, the Zionists in Rothschild's Israel, we're going to go ahead and export you. I can't find that in the Constitution either. Isn't that something? We just can't find it in the Constitution, but I guess the American people said, just go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter. Now, we love you because you act just like us. Oh, you represent who we are. No, that's an idol. And that is not a good place to put yourself at all. At all. We're going to come right back. I'm going to play some audio video for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Yeah, my friend Troy Newman jumping on with me in just a couple minutes here. This is the narrative they've lost. I brought it up yesterday, but it's a meme someone put out there, and it's right on. It's a picture of a cross of Christ, and then it shows a picture of a mythical sign or star of David, which happens to go back to a satanic star, which is connected, interconnected to guess who? The Rothschilds, who created modern-day Israel, said Jacob Rothschild. And what it says is the true Israel is not a nation, but a people united in Christ. It's what I've always said, because that's what Scripture tells us. Why am I bringing that up? Because over in other countries, once again, namely in Australia, the Australian court rules that criticism of Zionism is not anti-Semitism. Of course it isn't. What is everybody in modern day Israel, good people, and they're God's chosen, and you better not say anything negative about them? Just the exact opposite. Revelation 3:9, just the exact opposite. People are waking up to this, and as I said, and I was not looking for it to put it together to my narrative, friends, but to keep you awake is the fact of the matter is if you want to know who rules over you or who means to rule over you, find out who you can criticize. That's all you got to find. Hey, folks, when the buck stops here and the end of the rabbit hole goes to modern day Israel and those that want to proclaim something that is absolutely untrue, saying that they're God's chosen, you better understand who means to rule over you. And by seeing memes of Donald Trump calling Netanyahu the greatest man in the world, when in fact his name isn't Netanyahu, nor is he Hebrew, he's Polish, and he's a war criminal, that should tell you exactly who Donald Trump is and who he is subordinate to. Fact. I want to go over to something, and somebody sent this, and by the way, thank you for all of my little truth seekers out there. I mean, I'm serious. My hand's on your shoulder, and you got a warm smile coming from me. Thank you for all of your due diligence, because I get tons of these all day long. I really do. See, but people need to understand here, it's, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? Lord, what are we covering today? Lord, what direction are we going? It's not, hey, this is what I'm going to do today. It's never that way. That's why we rarely ever talk about the titles on the show. But truth be told, is applicable to what we're talking about right now, because it's truth that exposes darkness, right? And Ephesians 5:11 comes to my aid. And what to reprove that darkness. And when you have the truth, that truth demands a response. And it's not going to move because you don't like it. Okay? I want to go over to this. It's an interview done by Tucker Carlson. 99% of it is this guy. And I'm going to ask you the question, does this sound familiar? That's all I'm going to do. I'll leave it there. But I do want to say this. There is no doubt, like the rest of controlled operatives, that Tucker Carlson is controlled opposition. Just yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact. I'm sorry. I got two things going on here, friends. Yesterday, I had noticed that they were highlighting the fact that Tucker Carlson just scored a couple interviews with world diplomats. Wow. And that goes for all of the controlled operatives that you see out there. How is it that they're getting favor from these world diplomats that are the ones that are creating the problem that we're dealing with? Folks, all the issues that you're dealing with, 99% of them, are all conjured up by those that you tolerate, that were commanded by the Lord to deal with lawfully. That's why we have law. That applies in any country. But going back to the point with Tucker Carlson, outside of the fact that he's CIA connected, it's interesting how he's scoring all these diplomatic interviews, but yet he's one of us. No, folks. I can tell you this, I'm not worth $400 million. I'm not worth $300 million. I'm not worth $200 million. I'm not worth $100 million. I'm not even worth $1 million. You don't know why? Because I'm not serving my sponsors. Do you understand? That's why all of the said control operatives are millionaires, in some cases 400 to 500 times over. They're not serving the people. They're serving their sponsors. You want to know who's responsible for much of the immoralities taking place? Ask them. Through omission, in many cases, as to what they won't talk about. They'll just give it a pass. They won't confront it. They won't deal with it. They'll just report the new thing in America, and it's been the same way for decades in this country. It's just tell the people the bad news and show them that they can't do anything about it. Well, I'm here to do just the exact opposite. So let's go over to this. I want you to hear it. It's about 4.5 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I just want to ask you the question, does this sound familiar? This is a guest on Tucker Carlson's show.
And I specifically don't want to be lied to by the very people who built careers, and I'm talking here specifically about Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and many others who now work for the administration, who fed MAGA and the American people and promised them to get to the bottom of this, only to turn their tune immediately upon assuming office, lying before Congress, talking about this is an obvious case of suicide, going on the Joe Rogan podcast, and effectively asking for some level of trust that I don't give to any government. Department official, FBI Director Kash Patel, said, if I had this information, don't you think I would release it? No, I don't, because actually your actions now just in the last couple of days only vindicate the idea that this is not only a systematic government cover-up at the highest levels, not only involving sex trafficking, but going all the way up to the top levels of the U.S. intelligence, the Israeli intelligence community, implicating powerful people, billionaires here in the United States, former prime ministers of Israel, our current president, former presidents of the United States, and for them to come out on the very day, or I guess the day before, that the Israeli prime minister is visiting Washington
for the third time this year.
Why exactly? You know, can we go over that? Last time I checked, this is a country to about $52 billion in bilateral trade with, equivocal to like Singapore and Chile. I don't remember the last time the Chilean or Singaporean leaders were in Washington for three times in the last 6 months.
You're paying attention, people. I hope so.
Switzerland. These are all countries I love, by the way. I visited all three that I just listed. I love them. Would they serve? And
it's not, folks, just for the record, it's not so much the people of other countries that are the problem. It's the politicians that are the problems in both countries, including ours. Okay? Just for the record. So when nobody wants war, nobody wants these problems more than the government that's trying to create order out of the chaos that they themselves are responsible for creating. Okay? It's not the people, it's the politicians.
Israel, did you go to school in Israel?
That's right. I did 6 weeks in Israel. It's a great country. I like it a lot, but it's not about that. This is about my country. And so watching this all just get perverted and then used and hijacking our government is just particularly offensive to me. Not only just as an American, but I feel particularly not only deceived by the people like the FBI director and the deputy director, Dan Bongino, but the attorney general who went on camera after assuming her office on the White House lawn. These are supposed to mean things. And said, thousands of victims. We have the client list. We have the flight logs. She held a little press conference, whatever event, with so-called influencers in which she gave them the Epstein files, an infamous photo that was released. It turned out that binder actually had redacted information in it, which was already public, just to demonstrate how they were turning the South Lawn, they're turning the White House effectively into a performative show and making, you know, light of the fact that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of underage victims. And it's just not the victims.
Are you listening,
the fact that it
people?
Extends to the highest levels of the elite, the transatlantic elite, and
good
possibly
for this
even
guy.
Beyond that, from some of the richest men in our country. Presidents of the United States, former prime ministers of Israel. We're talking here about Bill Gates, Leon Black, Leslie Wexner, the richest and most powerful people in the world, the Nobel right. Committee, the scientific, I mean, the community, Harvard, MIT, the tentacles through which this operation had its hands.
See,
in
people
and stretches
are paying attention,
all the way
people.
Back to the 1980s. It is one of the most disgusting intelligence operations, I think, in United States intelligence history, rivaling some of the things, you know, eventually that led to the death of President Kennedy. And the thing is around this time, it's just like Kennedy. We all know the truth. We know
yep.
that this document
That's
released
right.
by the Trump administration is complete bullshit. And I guess
swore,
that maybe,
sorry.
Just like with the Kennedy assassination,
he said it was
they expect
BS.
Us to just get over it. In a period of time. And I genuinely think it's incumbent on anybody who was either supportive of the president, any United States citizen, to say no. We demand like absolute and total transparency on this case, and particularly of these government officials. Do not use your platform to enrich yourself on these podcast platforms and constantly talk about Epstein and the Epstein files, eventually assume office, change on a dime, and expect us to trust you. That is not how this works.
Of course not.
And in particular, in that document, I think it's one of the most disgusting documents ever released by the United States government, because it said there was no blackmail. We're not releasing this information. Kash Patel has this new line about how we're not going to re-victimize women. Ask the Epstein victims themselves. They have been begging for this information.
See, friends,
to
they're
come
concealing
to light,
the information.
Specifically
they're suppressing
to implicate
the victims.
The powerful men that victimized them and through which they were, you know, and they were basically used for trafficking purposes to ensnare them in this high-level U.S. intelligence, Israeli intelligence operation, probably run in conjunction. And the trail of this entire thing just it enrages me. It actually enrages me as an
I don't even know what to say concerning. He covered it all in that 4 minutes, and he said everything that needs to be said to the American people concerning what's going on here, friends. You know, I seen someone online talking about a recall, and I was talking earlier, and it was about Tim Walz and his treasonous acts. And it's interesting, folks, the people, even if there was a recall, which, by the way, recall's out of sight and out of mind when it comes to this boy, because he committed the act of treason, speaking of Tim Walz. But when it comes across the boards concerning all of the corruption that we see, folks, most of them are guilty of the act of treason. We don't need a recall. We need the people to lawfully stand up and deal with them through impeachment and prosecution. That's exactly what we need to do. And we need a juror of the people to stand in judgment concerning the crimes of politicians. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to pull up my friend Troy in just a moment here, but I want to cover something really quick. And it has everything to do with what we named the show today, Truth Must Be Told. Do you guys remember when Pontius Pilate was delivering up Christ on the behalf of the Pharisees, the church, during that particular time, namely the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, John 8:44, Revelation 3:9? Do you remember when they said, "Crucify him, crucify him"? Know who they are, friends, okay? Because it was the Herodians and the Pharisees. Put that up against Mark 8:15. But what I want you to catch here is, did you know that throughout several portions of the New Testament where Jesus gives a summary of the purpose of his life and his ministry? Like, for example, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." That's the second part of John 10:10. Or where he says, I come to give myself as a ransom for many. and many allusions like that, but here he focuses on something before Pontius, where he says to him, right, the reason that I came into the world is to bear witness to what? The truth. The truth. See, now, if ever the church needed to hear that afresh, it's right now. Believe me. Because we live in a time where the agenda of the church is focused on everything but the truth. They settle for a false peace. As a matter of fact, they're responsible for creating a false peace on the altar of compromise. And you know what compromise is, friends? That's where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. They don't hold to the word of God. What they do is they try to give a little, take a little. Well, I want to tell you what, when Jesus was crucified, it was all of his blood. It wasn't take a little, give a little. It was all that the Father gave concerning his Son to redeem us back unto himself. Ephesians 1:7, Hebrews 9:22, Revelation 1:5, the list goes on. But again, I want you to understand that if the truth ever needed to be told more than now, I know not when. Because we live in a time where the agenda of the church is focused on, again, everything but the truth. Why? Because truth inevitably divides. Truth causes controversy. Truth creates uproars, tumult, so on and so forth. And that's what we're doing here. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. I bring division. And if you look at even Exodus 15:3, concerning the character of the Father, you'll see it through Jesus when he says stuff like that in the Old Testament. The Lord is a man of war. Folks, we got to get away from this compromise. We got to get away from politicians and anything that might be an idol before God and get back to him who was crucified for the sins of the world as a propitiation of the sins of the world. And out of gratitude, if we're thankful for what he did for us, we're going to live unto him who died for us. I'm going to go ahead and pull up my friend Troy from Kansas, CEO for none other than Operation Rescue. I was thinking about Troy yesterday, and I just called him just off a whim, and he says, funny you called me. I was just thinking about you. Troy, welcome to the show. I totally appreciate you, guy, and thank you for jumping on with such short notice.
Buddy, anytime you call, I'm right here.
Amen. Well, I want to get to this because we got about 8 minutes here, and I want to hit this off because it's important that we do. As the CEO of Operation Rescue, you had sent out a letter just a week ago, and I had gotten it, and it was basically highlighting that the United States Army has declared Operation Rescue, those that stand up for the unborn in the womb, they've declared you to be a domestic terrorist. Can you explain that to us?
So it goes back even further than the Army. The documents that we have, we finally were able to get through a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act, through our attorneys, ACLJ and Jay Sekulow. Finally, we get a little bit of information. We were first alerted to this actually by the FBI, I think in the 2007, 2008, and we attempted a FOIA request then, and of course, the FBI shut us down.
Huh.
But this is a slide that was presented to through the FBI, through various other governmental agencies, trickled down to the Army, mainly Fort Bragg is where we found out about it, that Operation Rescue is literally listed as a terrorist, a domestic terrorist organization,
huh,
alongside Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other entities. That somehow, because we are so vehemently opposed to murder, murder of all types. God says, thou shalt not murder, whether it be in the womb, in the hospitals, in warfare, just anything. We just do not murder people. I'm not talking about just war, but don't murder people, but particularly the unborn children. We've killed millions upon millions in this country, and we stand steadfastly in the shoes of Christ and say, thou shalt not murder. Thy kingdom,
amen,
come, thy will be done on earth. To disciple the nations is what Jesus told us. So, but it's not new. I mean, the apostles were thrown in prison, called agitators, called terrorists, and thrown in jail, whipped, yeah, and so forth.
Yep, seditious.
So it's,
yeah,
not new, but it's disturbing. It's disturbing because we have a right to speak out and to have redress of our grievances before the government, and they label us as a terrorist. So, yeah, we found out about this. We've got some of the testimony from the Army. They kind of said, oh, oops, it's, you know, my bad, so to speak. It, you know, it was a mistake. But obviously it's not a mistake, because at least 20 years They've been labeling us as a terrorist. This is why I got kicked out of Australia. You may remember that. I was booted from Australia. I think I was on your show right after that. With the Five Eyes, you know, we share information from one government authority to the next. I get a visa. I fly over the Pacific. I land in Melbourne. I'm immediately escorted into their gulag for 3 days and then deported. Even though I had a visa and an airplane ticket and a whole series of speaking engagements. To do what? To say abortion is murder and we shall not kill the unborn children.
Yeah, so I got a question for you, Troy, and I've never talked to you about this before until now. And if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. Who was responsible for September 11, 2001?
In my opinion, and I don't have anything in front of me, to me, okay, I'm going to go on the record, first time I ever said it publicly, I believe it was a false flag in order to get us into the forever wars, the forever wars, trillions of dollars of murder, and the World Monetary Fund funds both sides of each war. They don't care who dies. They loan money at interest, and we're still paying back that interest. We're paying $1 trillion a year now in America for interest, and we're not rebuilding the infrastructure or taking care of our own people. Imagine if we weren't a warfaring people and sending aircraft carriers and bombs and missiles and guns and tanks all over the world, but sending the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what's truly going to reform the world. And I'll tell you what, if your theology comes at the end of a barrel of a gun or a cannon or a bomb, and that you're somehow giddy over the fact that we're bombing people and killing people, then you have a wrong gospel.
Amen.
Because when Peter cut the ear off of the servant in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus took that ear, repaired, healed that child, turned to Peter and said, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. My theology, and I think every Christian's theology, is in the shed blood of Jesus Christ and the gospel of redemption and salvation, not at the tip of a gun or a knife.
Amen. And I totally appreciate that. I was leading to something that James Madison said, the father of our Constitution. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, he said it would come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And it's one of the things that I continuously highlight here, Troy, is the fact that nobody's profited from September 11th or could even dreamed of doing the things that they have done, more so than the United States government, concerning all the agencies that have been created and are now being leveled at the American people. And case in point, when it comes to your letter going full circle, I think about, you know, when they're calling you a domestic terrorist, it reminds me of what the Department of Homeland Security did a short time after it was established unconstitutionally to defend and protect the American people. That's what tyranny always puts itself in front of concerning their guys. But it was to define the American people 72 times over. Again, not our enemies, but it was all leveled at the American people, defining us as the domestic terrorists, when in fact, you understand? And I just think it's crazy, especially when you go through the airport today. It's like, wait a second, I thought these were the people that dropped the towers, and yet we're the ones that are being illegally frisked. Our Bill of Rights is being trampled underfoot, so on and so forth. So with all of that,
take your belt off, take your shoes off, take your hat off,
put your hands up in the air. Yep, and then go through a scanner.
That
you get the point.
That doesn't look like liberty to me. Oh, and by the way, you're paying for this. You spend $800 on a plane ticket. Thank you very much.
Exactly. I got 1 minute left, Troy. Is there anything that you want to add to the conversation? And do you have a URL, a page that we can all go to check out Troy Newman on?
OperationRescue.org. We uncover the malfeasance of the abortion industry. I believe that if we use every law that's currently on the books against these ghouls, these hacks that kill innocent children, we can shut down every single abortion clinic. Be encouraged. In the last 15 years, 70% of all abortion clinics have closed. There's 14 states that are abortion-free. We're not going to stop till every single baby is free. We must focus on the preborn child, not just the statistic. It's a human being created in the image and likeness of God that's being hacked to pieces. Their body's sold out there like used car parts out on the open market. This is something that God calls abominable. And if we don't get it right, if we don't turn around, God's going to judge us just like he judged Israel in 70 AD.
Amen, dude. Amen. I totally appreciate it. I just wrote about this. So I totally appreciate it, guy. Let's stay in touch, Troy. If there's any time that you need to be up on the radio again, let's do it. And again, we just want to say thank you for jumping on with such short notice. With that, friends, love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.